A já estou a some village, several selected leading persons will come to meet here, is it not?
We were also told that.
This may be a later development.
That is uncertain.
In the light of this new news, it may not happen.
That is not possible. Who is the most enthusiastic member in this sort of last resolution or conclusion? The leading man?
Tamal Krishna Goswami.
Tamal Krishna?
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Tamal Krishna.
Agar theek vidya thago.
Swami Maharaj told যে এটা সবচেয়ে ডাংপিটে মানে ডেসপারেট আই ওয়ান্ট টু সেন্ড হিম টু চায়না ইজ দি দি গ্রেটেস্ট টাইপ অফ ডেসপারেট ম্যান ডাংপিটে ডাংপিটে মিন্স দুঃসাহসিক inconsiderably bold, Jank Peter. Inconsiderate and bold. Desperate.
That chapter is closed now. Any question up?
No. Any question can be opened. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari.
Any religious question?
Religious question.
This is the epilogue.
So, we may invite questions from the newcomers. Any inquiry? Have they got?
You have any questions?
Yeah. I used to visit Maharaj a few years ago with Subhag.
Oh. Durnath used to come and see you with Subhag Prabhu. Subhag Prabhu.
Who?
Durnath who came.
He's
been here before.
Oh, yeah, before.
He used to get your darshan before, together with Subhag Prabhu.
Yes. Vidagha Mata asking.
In the case of reverses, how does one know in the absence of his Guru Maharaj if this is Krishna's plan or if he has made some mistake?
What does he say?
He's asking, in the absence of one's Guru Maharaj, how does he know if it's not Krishna's plan or it's a mistake?
If there's some reverse.
Some reversal.
Mistakes, there may be many. The world is full of mistakes. But Krishna's plan is at the back of everything. Because artificial arrangement cannot be made. The free will is to be, many free will to be adjusted, to be harmonized. So free will have got its chance to keep its freedom. And then only harmony is the peaceful and happy. So he generally does not interfere with the free will of the jiva. So this happens. The whole thing is like that. Otherwise his absolute will might have been in such a way that no disturbance, no preaching, no maya would be present to keep up the peace. No kartityam na karmani lokasya sriyati prabhu no karma phalasam yogam sabhavastak pravartati. I am independent and I don't interfere with their independence. Independently they should come to realize what is what and accept the good and that is desirable. Man and many, the relationship not of coercive necessity. Not of coercive character, not of necessity. Free adjustment. The absolute freedom and so many relatively free parts must be harmonized in some proper understanding, that is adjustment. Otherwise Maya could not exist. The jiva could not exist, all one, and that would be something like Nirvishesh Brahma. The play, the lila, presupposes one and many, and the relation, sometimes opposition, sometimes acceptance in this way. From the ultimate standpoint, it would be seen like that. So the background has been given to us. Whatever position you find, don't be discouraged, don't be unsatisfied. That is also within the boundary of the Lord Krishna. So don't be afraid. However you be, have your position. Last extremity doesn't matter. But try to have faith in Him. That is good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
How a householder can serve his guru best?
How?
A householder should serve his guru best. To achieve the best good
result. Not question of householder, that is posing, or a sannyasi. A householder may be a better servant than a sannyasi. Only how much he is prepared to sacrifice for this Lord. We have seen when we were in the first Gandhi movement, that so many grihastha like C.R. Das, he risked everything. That so many volunteers ran away and chased by the police. But as grihastha, he did not shrug back an inch. His sister, his wife, his only son, all arrested. He is unaffected. Grihastha. The whole money is going away, does not care for. He was grihastha. But many volunteers that left everything, all connection, and to give them for the service of the country, they could not stand the pounding of the police that time, we saw. So there, in Ramanuja Sampradaya, there is a story that there was one grihastha devotee, Dhanur Das, and there are so many sannyasins, sannyasi disciples of Ramanuja. Ramanuja had special affection towards Dhanur Das. The sannyasins could not tolerate that. So one day Ramanuja made some arrangement to show that why he has got such special attraction for Dhanurdas, though he is a Grihastha. When the sannyasins went to take their bath, by his instruction, some of his disciples, they interchanged the position of their dress, position of their death. So after taking bath from Kaveri, the sannyasin coming, where is my dress? Who has put it here? I don't find I put my dress here. Who have taken it there? In this way, you have taken in this way. Such a quarrel came into existence that Ramanuja had to come out. What is the matter? You are all sannyasins. All the displacement of your dress from here to there has created you so much pain. And you are all sannyasins. Anyhow, that was stopped. Then he managed. He called for Dhanurdas. He came and sent one of his most confidential disciples. You go and take away the ornaments from the body of Dhanurdas's wife. He went, and she was lying on the bed. Dhanurdas was called to Ramanu. He was sitting there, and he was very stealthily taking away one by one the what ornaments she had. And then when she turned her side, he came away, fled away. And that was presented to Ramanuja. Such things have happened. Then Dhanurdas was let off. He went to his house. Then his wife told, is there any dearth of money in the mat? Why do you say so? That Prabhu, he came, and as you have not come, the door was not shut from inside. He entered and he took off one by one the ornaments, whatever, in my body. So perhaps there must be some want of money there. But then, what did you do? Then I turned my from right side to left side, and he fled. That he thought that I. Why did you do so? Why did you not allow to take the ornaments of the other side? Yes, only for that. When one side taken off, to give him the chance of to take from another side, I also turn the body. So then it is all right. But then Ramanuja presented. Such is the case with Dhanurdas and his wife. They are Grihastha, and because I have much affection for them, you sannyasins, you are very jealous of that. Something offering. It is a position only, but the heart within, and as much as one can offer it to the Supreme, he is big. In Mahaprabhu's time, so many Grihastha, all the many of the parts of the bhakta, they are all the Grihastha, but they are not less important devotees. The question of heart. Inner posing, not outer stand. There is another Grihastha devotee of Ramanuja, I forget the name. In a village, perhaps, a very poor man, Ramanuja, in a preaching tour, I went to his house and became guest. The husband has gone on begging. They lived on begging. And only the young wife was at home. And three, four disciples, Ramanuj, became guest in his house. And what to do? How long after the husband will come? Can't be said. So how to manage with these otithi, Vaishnava Guru otithi has come. Then she thought that one rich merchant, young, he had some attraction for this lady. So the lady thought that I don't see any other way to serve my Guruji with his disciples. Only one ray of hope, that is, I go to that gentleman, he may give enough to serve them. She straight went to him and asked that I want my, in the absence of my husband, my Gurudev, which disciples had become my guest, I want to serve them well. So if you kindly give some articles, these are things, necessary things, very gladly he gave all those things. And thinking that he's will be satisfied. So she also was conscious of the fact and took everything and managed all day. When she cooked and served, and Ramanuj with his disciples taken prasadam and sleeping, taking rest, her husband came in. And the first finding that there are honorable guests in his house, and there is another rich guest, a rich disciple of Ramanuja. But Ramanuja avoided them and came to the poorest man, who was a poor disciple. Then, after seeing, he was very joyful, and then next, what about their what they have taken? Yes, I have managed anyhow. I begged from some gentlemen all these things, and if they are finished taking rest, and I am waiting for you, you take what is there, the prasadam or the Vaishnava Guru, and after that I shall take. And then Ramanuj was staying. Ramanuj could guess that such a poor man, how she could manage to serve us in such a way. He asked the lady, take some prasadam, and the gentleman who has supplied all these things for the service of Narayan, please give some prasadam to him. Perhaps some other more secret arrangement, like Bidla Manga. And the lady went to visit the gentleman and took some prasadam of Ramanujam himself, Uchishtam, and offered to him. And he took it, and his bad motive vanished. And he honored the lady, and she came back. So this is also an instance that at the cost of his chastity, she wanted to perform Vaishnava Seva, Guru Seva. The body was hated neglected so much. So the Vaishnava Seva is of such high order, it is almost inconceivable to us. Almost inconceivable, but still the example is there. Once I, when Elor, that Kabbur Mat, Ramananda Bhur, in the district of Elor, I approached there for collection there. And one man told that there is a big Jamindar and he has a case in the court of Justice Sam Balaram or some Ramanuj Sampada. If you get a word from the judge to the man, then he can help you substantially. I myself and Madhav Maharaj, who was Vaigri Brahmachari at that time, both of us approached the judge, Balaram or Baladev Sampada, and told that we want money for Ramananda Gaudiyam there on the banks of Godavari. We are out to collect funds, and we think, we are told that one Jamindar, he may contribute something substantially. And if you kindly give your word in any way, then it may be successful. You, Swamiji, do you request me to do this? There is a case in my court, and he will extract something from me in return. Then you, Swamiji, will you advise me to do that? I told yes, because in your sampradaya, such examples for Vaishnava Seva, for Guru Seva, we hold that this post is given by the Lord to you. And if you utilize this position for the service of the Lord, then there will be no consequence. And in your sampradaya, we find that the Ranganath temples was built by the dacoits, and one lady, risking her chastity, she served the Vaishnava and the Guru. So ordinary moral rules has nothing to do with the service of God. It is Sajanam Arjapatham Chahitta Bhejur Mukunda Padavim, crossing the law of the country and even society, the absolute call of the Lord for the service should be attended to. Then, yes, I shall do. Then, through the pleader, he has pleaded, that gentleman, he put a word to the pleader. And of course, what we wanted, that Jamindar Narsingrao, he did get that. So this way, neither Grihastha, that is, or Sannyasi, who can give more from the inside, he can get more. He is great. He is big. Hare Krishna, Gaurani, Gaurani, Gaurani. Bhavari, Bhavari. That Durvasa's case is like that. Durvasa was guest to Ambarish Maharaj. And then he came to take his bath in Jamuna. Dadashi day. And Durvasa found the time of Paran is expiring. So she took something there in the banks of Jamuna and thought, what Ambarish is doing? He has accepted me as guest. without feeding the guest, one should not feed himself. But at the same time, the time of Paran is also going heavy. Then what he is doing? Is regarding for Ekadasi or regarding for guest like me? Then he came. And Ambarish Maharaj also consulted his assembly authorities, pandits, scholars. You have to do. He is my guest. I must feed him and then serve him, and then I shall take anything. But at the same time, the parent time is being over. If I don't take anything, then the birtho will be disturbed. Offense against the Ekadashi birtho. What to do? They thinking advised, take one drop of water from the kusha grass and put it into the mouth. Then it would be taken to taking something and not taking both. He did so and waited. And Durvasa, he meditated and said, he has kept Parano and neglecting me. He came furiously. Hey, who Ambarish, you disrespected me. Then what to do? I asked the pandits, the Shastri pandits, and according to their advice, I put a drop of water into my mouth to save the things. But I did not eat practically. Did not eat. No, this is sufficient disregard to me. In this way, he told one of his yata, the top of hair, and threw against him, and like a fire, it is approaching to a bar. He is there, undisturbed. If I have committed anything wrong, then let my body be burned by the fire. But Narayan, like, because he was an exclusive devotee, so he had orders to Sudarshan to protect him always. At once Sudarshan came between, and the fight began between Sudarshan and the fire that came out from the Jatha of Durvasa. And fire women for us created. And that was defeated by Sudarshan and pushing towards Durvasa. And Durvasa thought, what is this reaction? This is coming to burn me instead of burning him. So he began to fly away, to run from everywhere he is going, the flame is following him. Then went to Brahma, there also approaching, then went to Shiva. No, we cannot give you protection against Narayana. He is direct servant of Narayana. We are all helpless. Then what to do? Go at once to Narayana, no other alternative. Then what to do? He went to Kirul Sai Narayan. Then Sudarshan kept a little mild position. This is the fact. You saved me. Yes, I shall save you. But what's the matter? The matter is such. But I already ordered Sudarshan to protect Ambarish. He is my continuous devotee, permanent devotee. So it has happened unhappily. But what is your decision? Narayan told me you have to go to that Ambarish. I can't do anything. I can't help you in any way. You have to go to Ambari. What do you say? You are master of the situation. He is your servant. And you like to send me to him, that means to insult me. But what I can do, that is the rule. Why? He is a grihastha, I am a sannyasi. And I am a Brahmin, he is a kshatriya. And it is your creation. And now, why do you break the law? And the law is made by you in the Shastra. The Brahman should, Brahmin, sannyasi, he should get a better position. But yes, that is so. But you, that is formal, but come to the absolute consideration. The Brahmanyadi, you are Brahmanyadi, you are supporter of the Brahmins, and I am a Brahmin. But yes, I am supporter of the Brahmins, because they have got greater recognition for me than others. But what did you do in the case, present case? Ekadashi is the bhav connected with me, and the Ambarish to give respect to me by observing my mrita. You yourself did paran to keep up your own mrita, bhav. And he also, for my sake, he had to do that. And you could not tolerate that he honored me, not for personal satisfaction. But he took a drop of water in honor the bhav that is connected with himself. And you could not tolerate that he should serve me. And you say, I am Brahmanya, you are Brahmin, so I must oblige you. What is this? Then another, you say you are sannyasi, he is a grihastha. But when you throw that fire to burn him, he did not fly away. He was standing there like a criminal. If I have committed anything wrong, let the punishment go on with me. But what about you, being sannyasi, you are running through the whole of the universe to save your life. But he did not care to save his life, Durvasa. Who is greater, you consider? Then Durvasa was a little weakened. Then if I go to him, he does not forgive me. No, go and see. He is not of that kind, they are Vaishnava. They are not Brahmin. They are Vaishnava, go and see. Then Durvasa was compelled to come back to Ambarish. And the Ambarish standing in the same posture, thinking that what I did, what offense I did, that for my account the Brahmin is being disturbed in such a way. I am a sinner, a criminal. On my account the Brahmin is being have to suffer so much in this attitude he's standing. And how can I take food? He was my guest. Without feeding him, I can't take any food. He is waiting there. And Durvasa when came and found that like a criminal attitude on which was standing, waiting for him. First he will honor the guest and then he can. Then they came, Durvasa came to him, and then still the philosopher won't care, he is going to burn Durvasa. Then Durvasa had appealed to Ambarish. I went to Narayana, he told that to come to you. You ask the Sudarshan, he may not burn me. Then Ambarish, with all that pomp, began chanting praise of the Sudarsha. If I have a drop of devotion for the Narayana, if anything good things I have done in the world, so I pray, Sudarshan, you stop, don't harm my guest Durvasa. And then the Sudarshan, then he was satisfied, and Durvasa was relieved. The Grihastha and the Sannyasi, Brahmin and the Kshatriya, the formal and absolute consideration, devotion, our attraction to the central truth that has got paramount position, and all else are of related value, everything. Attraction, adherence, faithfulness to the central truth, that is all in. With sarva-dharmān parityajya mānekam śaraṇam, that clarion call, we must keep it in the our ear and the heart always. Anything coming in clash with that absolute call must be rejected summarily. And one who has got that attitude in him, he is noble, he is great, he is big, he is perfect. That is to be, that is the truth, that is to be inquired and not to be known. Adherence. So Uddhava told, the gopis, sajanam ārjapathamca, cross the law of the Shastra and their own relative consideration, everything. They have risked everything for the service, for the satisfaction of Krishna. So Uddhava aspired that I like to have a bath in this Vrindavan of a creeper or a grass, that the feet dust of these divine damsels may touch on my head. That is the prayer of Uddhava, the greatest of the devotees of Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So not much of the form, but the material things that can save us. Reality within the form, that is to be sought for, and we must try to get that, whatever little, irrespective of all considerations of the outer cover. The spirit of the truth is this, the loving center, absolute good, beauty, charm, that has been given. The faith, absolute faith in him, and this also our preparedness for the service of him, to obey him at all costs, that should be the object of our life. All animation must be of that wealth. And Mahaprabhu has to preach this secret. The secret success of everyone is this. And go and talk to anybody you meet, the secret success of their life. The success of your life lies here. Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conception of the ultimate cause. That should be the only object of our search. At every cost and every time, every place, irrespective of anything else. Sarva dharmān parityajya mānekam aham naṃ sarvabhā. Agya iva gunān dosān mayā diṣṭān api sakān dharmān santajyaja sarvān mām bhavet svata sattama. sadhavu hridayam madhyam sadhu nam hridayantaham madannati najananti nahmatebhu managati. In Durbhasa Ambarish case it is Shlokakas. Aham bhakta parajhino jha satantri vadhiyo. As if I am not free, bhakta parajhino. I am dependent on my devotees, Durbhasa. This is my attitude. I plainly speak to you that I am not independent. I am dependent to my devotees. Why? That is also an explanation given. Daru, garu, putra, living in their house, their sons, their wives, wealth, everything they have risked them for my service. Kathantam taktumukshahi, how I can be expected to desert them? Bhavata. You consider it. One who has risked his everything and for me only. And how can I leave them? In any condition, in any plea, it is impossible. So though I am absolutely free, still I am as if I am dependent to them. My consideration is such. I can't throw them out easily. So this is my position, you know. And they are also not traitor. I send it to them and you will be properly treated there. I have got every understanding. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. This is not imagination, but this is realization of the reality. Such world existing, such plane existing, such transaction between the Lord and His servitors existing. It is concrete thing, concrete reality. And what I think to be concrete reality, that is all apparent. That can vanish any moment. Vanish any moment, and that's sure to vanish. But if we can take our shelter in such plane, where such leaders passed in between the devotees and the Lord, we can acquire merit to have our life in to live that plane. We cannot but be happy. And eternal life we may have there. With that aspiration we have come out. No charm for others. Dazzling apparent proposals that may come to entice us from all directions, from every direction. Eliminated, tanno. Neti. I want this. My selection for this Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan. All else, that proposal that came to me from different quarters, that must be eliminated. Dismissed. And here, this is that. The Vrindavan Lila is only acceptable to us. We consider ourselves to be fortunate enough if I got our like, our choice for Vrindavan, Vrindavan. I think God Himself is being